I was actually wondering if Foreign Minister was reading from my notes, because already a lot of what I wanted to say has been said, but this is a good sign when there's alignment somehow. Again, I want to start by reminding everyone, we are on in a refugee forum, but we often, in our log frames and proposals, forget that refugees are people and have real needs. It becomes such an abstract concept that we are discussing. One story I always like to say is that one of our volunteers once found his piano teacher in one of the tents he was distributing food baskets in. This is just to say that it's not your standard refugees that you're thinking about when we are talking about the response. It is their lives that we are talking about. I think we need to take a moment, since it's December, almost New Year, and reflect on what we have done right. I think we owe it to ourselves to realize that we have done some things right, a lot of things right. I want to take the opportunity to commend the EU, actually. The first Syria conference had two Syrians. I was one of two Syrians in the room. Today, I think the EU has done a great leap forward in inviting more civil society and increased participation. We see more consultations happening and, as much as possible, localization into projects. But are we there yet? I guess, to be honest with ourselves, no. We need to continue increasing the participations of locals, not only in consultations, but in real strategic decision-making platforms. Localization until today is still a very abstract term. It has no implications when it comes to funding. 0.2% of fund goes to local organizations. We need to see more flexibility in the project because we are dealing in a new situation every day. Inside Syria, the situation is changing. In neighboring countries, it's changing. Take the example of Lebanon now and what's happening. We are working in Lebanon, the country that has most refugees per capita in the world. And today there is a revolution in Lebanon, and people think that after 8 years, refugees are actually living in better conditions. But actually, it's not the case. There is almost 80% of refugees living in extreme dire poverty, in debt. Today we are seeing Lebanese starting to sleep in their cars, to commit suicide because of lack of, you know. So the host community also becomes a really big part of the work we need to continue doing. We face some challenges in Lebanon because there isn't a unified policy for the government about the issue of refugees. And until today, the laws are one thing, but of course, the enforcement of these laws, people make pledges, but then the enforcement of these pledges, they say things in donor meeting, but the enforcement of this is still highly missing. And this is why we need donors to hold governments accountable, actually, with what they say here in very eloquent way, but how they are implementing it. You know, on the ground. There is a very big hate speech arising today and pushing people maybe not physically onto buses to return, but we need to question this whole aspect of voluntariness. We are all here with a political solution for Syria. This is what we hope to have. It's the only way forward, but I want to push everyone to also be pragmatic when it comes to, we have to wait on certain things until there is a political solution, but at the same time, there are still Syrians living inside Syria today. And if we do community-based approaches, and if we work with the communities, then we can still support the Syrians who are inside. Commissioner said we have to put an end to the refugee crisis. And also, I would say we have to put the end to the root causes that caused this refugee crisis. It's not a natural disaster. On the issue of return, Commissioner said all refugees want to go back. And in fact, it's as if he has been with us in the field, because this is exactly what every Syrian says in the camps. But there is some threshold that need to be met. The principle of non-refoulement, we need to hold everyone accountable for that principle. And we need to continue talking about burden sharing and resettlement, because the war is not over yet. We need to hold the UNHCR accountable about the principle of non-refoulement. And some people speak about safe return. Some people speak about dignified, about voluntary return. But no one is talking about dignified return and sustainable return, which means protection is not only about shelling and bombs and et cetera. It's about, can everyone, we need to answer these questions. Can everyone today return to Syria? Yes or no? Are people able to return to their areas of origin and live in a dignified way there? Do parents, like all parents in this room, know for sure that if they go back, their kids will have access to schooling? But last and not least, I will leave on this last note, and if we can answer this question, then we can say that it is time for return. Can we all go home and sleep with a clear conscience that not a single Syrian will die if they go back to Syria today? And if we answer yes, then we're set for that. Thank you very much.